With hello, 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 and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, who is in the studio with two lovely ladies who are going to be talking about something that is near and dear to my heart, education matters. And I'm telling you what, they have some really, really important news for us about educational matters. And I tell you what, I consider this a time of inspiration too, a motivational moment, because they're going to be talking about money to help us get through college and university. So if you would, and I'll let you two to decide who's going to introduce yourself first and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'll introduce myself first. My name is Brianna Hall, and I am the CEO, the founder of King's Kids Christian Learning Academy. And this is my sister.
Hi, I'm Sierra Hall. I'm the director of operations at King's Kids Christian Learning Academy.
And we are basically having a benefit concert to raise money for six scholarships that we are giving away. The six scholarships that we are giving away are nursing, cosmetology, music, education, survivors, and law.
All good fields. And very, the variety there is pretty interesting.
Yes, the variety is because we are naming the scholarships after people who have made a difference in our lives. So the cosmetology scholarship is named after my grandfather, and his name is Richard E. Moody. He died in 2014, but I wanted to do something to honor his legacy, and he was a barber. So that's why we named the cosmetology scholarship after him. And the law scholarship is named after my aunt, whose name is Cheryl Moody Hudson. She was a lawyer, and she died in 2014 also. So I wanted to do something to honor her. And the nursing scholarship is named after my great-grandmother, and her name is Willie Mae Miller Brown, and she was a nurse. So that's why I named that after her. The survivor scholarship is named after my grandmother. She is still living. She survived three diagnoses of breast cancer, and the last one was in 2014, and she had to go through like a major surgery with that, but she's still here. She's 80 years old, so that's why I'm naming that one after her. And the education scholarship is named after my mother. She's a teacher.
Okay.
So she's been my biggest teacher in life, and that's why we named that one after her. And we have a music scholarship, and that one is just the King's Kids scholarship, music scholarship, because our family is very musical, and everyone is talented in different aspects of music. So that was in honor of my entire family.
I tell you what, and it's so interesting that in one family, there are so many different skills, so many different talents and abilities.
Yes.
I got to point out, though, wow, 2014 was some kind of year for you all.
Yes, that was a
tough year for our family, but actually we came out a bit better than we were before. So
I was curious, if you're comfortable mentioning, how did you get through that?
Prayer.
Yes.
We had a lot of family bonding time, and, you know, everybody was just trying to lean on one another and do what you can to stay afloat, because they were in 1 month of each other. My granddad died in July, aunt died in August, and she died the same week of the mastectomy that my grandmother had. So it was a very tough time, but I think we all came out troopers.
That is excellent. I appreciate the fact that you came together as family and helped each other through that too. Because that's not a given. Sometimes when tragedy strikes like that, mm-hmm. we can kind of separate from everyone else, begin to isolate and just kind of check out on life. And you all did the exact opposite, which is commendable.
Yes. We had to stay strong. It was very difficult. But that is, I think, the pain from that is the reason why this came about. Because it made me grow up and try to do something different instead of doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were always talking about doing something, starting a school, you know, starting a daycare, but we never actually went forward with it. So this kind of pushed us into that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Out of tragedy comes success.
Yes.
That's awesome. So you have these dreams, and a lot of it based on, I mean, the foundation is just amazing. Music is in the family. Nursing was in the family. Cosmetology. Your grandfather was a barber, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So where are each of you with regards to your own educational journey?
Right now, I'm currently in college, and I graduate in May of 2020 with a degree in early childhood education. And my sister, she's still in school.
Yep. I'm a rising senior at Davidson Fine Arts.
Yeah, that is an excellent school, too.
It is. Yeah. And she's doing great. She's number 14 in her class.
Awesome.
Which Congratulations. Is amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So are you focusing on music, visual arts?
Music. I will be the president of the Davidson Chorale next year, which is our top choral group. And actually this summer I'll be going to the Governor's Honors Program for vocal music.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think it must have been about maybe 5 years ago that I've forgotten his name now, but the gentleman who, the faculty member who was over the chorale came here with two of the chorale members and spoke with me for a while.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a great conversation.
5 years ago.
I think it was about 5 years ago.
Dr. Powell?
Dr. Powell. Is his first name John?
Tim,
yes, Dr. Tim Powell, and two young ladies who were both, of course, singing with the chorale. And so we featured one of the CDs that they've put together. You all still doing CDs?
We don't, but we have a YouTube page, and it has most of our recordings on it.
Okay. So where would we go to hear that?
Just go to YouTube and look up the Davidson Chorale, and we should be one of the first couple pages that pops up.
Awesome. Davidson Chorale, everyone, on YouTube. Listen, you got to hear them, because I'm telling you, I know it's been, like I said, about 5 years ago, but they really sounded great. Not mm-hmm. just good, great. So you'll be in for a treat. So what voice part? Are you playing instruments or both?
Both. I play piano. I'll be in piano sixth level next year. And I sing alto.
Awesome. Okay.
And they're going to...
Oh, we'll be going to France next year, France, Paris, and Normandy for a week next year, the week before spring break. So we'll have a couple weeks off school. That's be fun.
Yes.
Yep.
And what better way to spend those couple of weeks off than in France, huh?
Right.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And so roughly one more year, well, one more, and you'll be marching again.
Yeah. Can't wait.
And in early childhood education, so is your plan to go straight into the field, or do you want to do something else before
further
education?
I plan on going straight into teaching and eventually starting my own school, King's Kids Christian Learning Academy. I'm planning to do that at least by 2021.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what motivated you besides education? I know you have an educator in the family.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of following that lead. But what moved you towards early childhood education as opposed to some of the older groups?
I think early childhood education has always been the only thing I wanted to do. I have a weird or good connection with a lot of little children. Children love me. And I have so many children who come to my house just to have fun and to play. So it's mostly younger children that love to come around me. And when they get older, you know, they do their own thing and they forget about you. But when they're younger, in elementary school, they love to come and to play and go to Chuck E. Cheese with me. So it's just, that's just what I've been drawn to.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
You're talking about what age group?
About 4 to 10.
4 to 10?
4 to 10.
And they're knocking on the door.
Yes, adopting me. I have so many godchildren, so many nieces, nephews, and I don't have any at all. So, yeah.
That is amazing.
Those are the ones that like to come around.
So this is a gift.
It's a gift, definitely.
Yeah, definitely that is awesome. I tell you what, man, and it's much needed, because one of the things that we find when people are in the field of helping folks, whether it's in the mental health, whether it's in nursing, you name it, you don't always find folks whose hearts are into what they're doing.
Right.
And so it's refreshing to me to hear that this is something that is so much a part of who you are that the children are coming to say, hey, we want to play with you.
Right. Yes. Children from my class, different classes. Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so you're looking out. You're starting the daycare center at some point. But you're also thinking beyond yourself and looking at ways of helping other people. And that's where it comes into play. Your conversation a little earlier about scholarships. Tell us more about that.
Okay. So we are giving away 6 scholarships. Of course, we already said law, nursing, cosmetology, education, and survivor scholarship. And we are having a benefit concert trying to help raise the money to give away those scholarships. And each scholarship is worth $500. So we are having a concert on June 15th at 6 p.m. It is going to be at Trinity CME Church on Glen Hills Drive. And our special guest is going to be Dorinda Clark Cole of the Clark Sisters. And we also have a community choir, a kids community choir, which is also going to have, like, all of my godchildren and children from my class are going to be in the choir, and they're going to be singing as well.
So some of your godchildren and nieces and nephews are going to show
up and
sing.
They're all going to be there. All of them.
That's awesome. So about how many people are we expecting in the choir?
About 45 people are going to be in the choir.
That's a pretty big choir.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Pretty big.
Yeah. And a lot of little children are going to be in the choir. So I think that's going to be very entertaining.
Yeah.
Yes.
And featuring Dorinda Clark Cole.
Yes, featuring Dorinda Clark Cole.
That
she
is awesome.
She will also be there to help support. So.
And so what? This is going to be the major fundraiser then.
Mm-hmm.
Where and when? You said Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
On Glen Hills Drive, Trinity CME on Glen Hills Drive, and that will begin on what day and what time? You said June 15th?
June 15th, this Saturday at 6 p.m.
But the this door is Saturday. Open at 5 p.m. for people who would like to buy tickets at the door.
Okay, so they can buy tickets at the door beginning at 5.
Mm-hmm.
They can buy in advance?
In advance, pre-sale general admission is $25. And we also have preferred seating, and that pre-sale will be $35. But if they want to buy at the door, that's fine. The general admission will be $30, and the reserved preferred seating will be $40. But they can also purchase online at kkcla.eventbrite.com, or they can call 706-231-7204 and purchase tickets to the event that way as well.
All right, so this June 15th, ladies and gentlemen, that is right around the corner. So you need to go ahead and make your move. This June 15th, doors open at
5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock, which is when you can begin to buy your tickets at the door if you prefer. But you can go online again. Give them that website.
kkcla.eventbrite.com.
All right. And it is for people who are getting ready to go to college, folks who are already in college.
Graduate school.
Excellent. And you know what? The higher you go up in that academic level, the harder it is to find money that's just being given away.
Exactly.
So it's good to hear that you have some, you know, the folks on the graduate level get to get in on this too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Everybody get in.
Everybody gets to get
Everybody
in.
Everybody get in.
Thank you both so much for joining me to talk about this. Congratulations, too, to what you're both doing. Very, very young director of operations.
Very young. Very smart.
And our great CEO.
Thank
Appreciate
you
the
so
dream.
Much for having us.
Thank
our
you.
Pleasure. All right, everyone. Be back in just a few.